The Hydro by Ronald Frame, with Eliza Langland as Fee Drummond and David Rintoul as David Drummond. The final episode. Fee Drummond has led the management buyout of the Cairnbeg Hydro after losing her husband in a powerboat accident. At her right hand is her brother-in-law David. Deposed mother-in-law, Marjorie Drummond, is out to cause all the trouble she can. Neil Dunbar, representing the lending bank, says he's found a false declaration in the Hydro team's contract. Things shouldn't have got worse, but they have. Fee has just discovered that she isn't a widow. Her husband, Colin, has returned from hiding to pick up his old life again.
You need me, Fee.
Do I?
To get you out of this jam, the loan repayments. You're doing a good job with the Hydro.
Am I?
But you have to know about money.
You do.
Yeah, I do. Well, something.
I've got Neil Dunbar to help me in Glasgow at the bank. So funny. Financial whiz kids, he's one of the best, you used to tell me.
Well, long ago. Before I knew.
Before you knew what, Colin? Knew what?
He's not what he appears to be.
What are you talking about? He's got excellent credentials.
Oh, he's very careful about all that. And I'm sure he's very charming. Is he? Well, that figures. You're not a nun, are you?
You just have no idea, Colin, do you? Boys' school, rugby, golf, the speedboat, water skiing, fast cars, the lads. Always a boy. Never grew up, did you? And not a clue about women. Not a clue.
Don't get heavy on me, Fee.
You won't give me a chance, Colin.
Look, Fee. Dunbar is a shark.
Why should I believe you? After what you've done.
I was protecting myself.
Oh, never mind us. Protecting yourself from what?
I told you, Dunbar is a shark. He's been defrauding the bank for 10 years.
What?
Yes. Taking unofficial commissions. Taking a nice big private cut from some of the deals he does.
Neil Dunbar? You're sure?
I'm sure. Believe me.
He knew that you'd found out.
Oh, he knew. I stupidly thought I could try to put some leverage on him to get out of my debt repayments. He'd made out it was a personal favour, so I dropped the buddy-buddy business. Just got down to the nuts and bolts, let him know I'd heard things about what he'd been up to. I had some evidence. I discovered he mixes with some, let's say, unsavoury types. They got pretty rough with me. The accident in the car that time?
It wasn't an accident.
No. The thug in the bar.
Wasn't.
Oh, thug, yes. It wasn't an unprovoked attack. He knew exactly what he was doing. Then I discovered something else. Dunbar would stop at nothing to shut me up. Very melodramatic. But life is, sometimes.
And now you've come back?
Yep.
Why?
Well, because, in short, being dead isn't much fun. I missed life, the dangers, too.
That's your explanation.
Yep.
Nothing about missing me and the children.
Oh, that too.
But not first and foremost.
I just wanted my life back again, Fee.
I think you should stay where you are, Colin, up at the loch, not at your mother's.
You're not worried about the children. We'll tell them they'll be okay.
I know they will. But I'm not.
Well, another few days, Fee, and you'll be all right again. Take my word.
Just for the holidays, Mum. It'll be work experience for my CV, and it'll save you having to find someone, a student.
Cleaning rooms at the Hydro. You've thought this through.
I'm good at it. At home, it comes naturally.
Well, all right, then, since you're so keen. But you must...
Thanks, Mum. I won't disappoint you.
Now, workers.
Bye, Uncle David.
And then she was gone.
Hmm?
What does that mean?
Kirsty has temporarily joined the ship. Chambermaid.
Oh, very good.
I'm not sure.
Why not?
Our French chef, proximity too, for one thing.
Guillaume, perfectly nice chap, isn't he?
Yes, very probably.
Oh, don't be so sensitive.
Is it my age, do you think?
Kirsty's age, more like.
Kirsty's
only...
Suddenly
she seems more like yourself, becoming an adult.
Imagine all the lives, careers they might have. You're excited and exhilarated, anxious and afraid all at the same time. I am too sensitive. You're right. I'm raw.
We've both got our reasons. She doesn't know yet about Colin.
No. Neither does Callum. So I need to fill up the lies with lots of other things to think about.
We'll keep Mrs. Kirkpatrick here, at home.
Yes, Doctor.
It's what she always wanted.
Yes.
You're close to her?
She's been a good friend. Mm-hmm. One of the big shareholders.
She was canny. She kept her voting rights. My mother opted for the dividend sort, but Mrs. Kirkpatrick's in a different league.
The second stroke must have been much worse.
Unfortunately, yes.
Can I go and sit beside her? Will she know I'm here?
Oh, I'm sure she will, even if she can't reply to you.
Well, she'll hear the sounds of the garden.
Perhaps.
Oh, I think so. I'll tell her.
I haven't seen her yet. The lady with Mr. Simpson in room 211. She's never there when I go in.
She must be downstairs then, or in the pool or something, or out on the estate.
Oh, he hasn't mentioned her. But if things lie about, and I can smell her. Sometimes the bathroom door's closed. She leaves little traces of lipstick on the pillowcases.
Hmm? That must please the laundry.
He's very staid and proper, Mr. Simpson. Do you think...
Do I think what?
Well, she's maybe... Laura. You know, he's picked her up somewhere.
Picked her up? Is that the consensus of opinion in the staff room?
More or less.
It's the hazard of hotel life, that sort of thing. But we have her down as Mrs. Simpson. Oh, well. Has anyone set eyes on her?
Bridget has. And Ellen. Just briefly walking past. She was down in the jacuzzi first thing this morning in a frizzy bathing cap with a pink bathrobe.
Not wearing the bathrobe in the jacuzzi, I trust. Well, if the lady chooses to keep a low profile, that's her privilege. Don't worry about it, Kirsty.
I'm just puzzled.
You'll meet her soon enough.
Leave it to me, Gregor. I'll look into it later.
Hello?
Hi, it's Laura. Mr. Dunbar's been on the phone, trying to get a hold of you.
Put him off if you can.
He sounds a bit rattled.
Yes, I bet he does.
You really don't want to speak to him?
String him along, please, Laura. Just for another couple of days. Tell him it's a family problem.
A family problem?
Yeah, just about sums it up. And then, after that, maybe I'll be ready for Mr. Dunbar. Mr. Simpson?
Hello.
I'm Fee Drummond, Managing Director.
Oh, how do you do?
I try to make a point of knowing who's here.
Ah.
It's a big place, the Hydro.
You can't get to know everyone?
No.
So, what makes some guests different?
Oh, you've been to En Vogue, our boutique, I see.
Yes.
For yourself, or other half?
My other half, yes.
Well, I'm glad there was something to her taste. Is it to be a surprise?
Not really. You must excuse me now, Mrs. Drummond.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm holding you back. Of course. Hello, Jan.
Hello, Mrs. Drummond. I saw you talking to Mr. Simpson.
I overdid it, I think. An En Vogue customer, I gather.
Yes. Very knowledgeable about silk scarves.
And bought one, even more to the point.
Yes, he did. Quite swirly. This retro psychedelic look. Lemon and tangerine.
Nice.
I saw one of your mother-in-law's friends looking at it. Very disapproving.
Doubtless to report back.
We don't see much of Mrs. Drummond Senior now.
The Hydra has too many memories for her, she says.
Well, I hope she's happy with it.
Who?
Mr. Simpson's lady friend.
Yes.
A satisfied customer.
What'll convince you, Fee? What do I have to do?
It's obvious, Colin. Confront Dunbar.
I can't.
Why have you come back, then?
To settle up with him.
How?
When I get back to work at the Hydro.
You'll get even again?
Yeah, eventually.
How?
Out of my salary.
None of this adds up, David. He'll get his job back, and he'll repay Dunbar and make up. You're not telling me what you think.
Helen's at me to let him back in.
And what are your feelings?
No, we shouldn't.
He used to like this dress, and we used to drink this wine.
You're going to have dinner with him?
Yes.
You said up at the Loch you're almost seduced again.
Yeah, but I wasn't, and I won't be. There's more I need to know.
Top up fee? Like the old days, being up at the lock.
Whoa, that's enough.
I knew you'd come back.
One step at a time, Colin. I want you to tell me about Dunbar.
Oh, Fee.
What it is you know, everything.
But I'm...
Look, please, Colin.
And if I do?
Who knows? Now, tell me when you first met him.
So, not a very nice customer, is he?
No. No, he isn't.
I suppose you think you're going to get him off your back.
I've a notion, Colin, you want me on mine.
That's a blunt way of putting it, yes, but...
I'm sorry. David's outside waiting for me.
David? Well, for?
To run me back. If I'm held up, I'm to bleep him. No need, I think.
I thought... The wine, you said, and the dress.
Yes. I had to remind you. As I said, Colin, one step at a time.
Look, I've been trying to help you in all this, to save you from getting embroiled.
Now I am.
I didn't know there'd be a buyout, number one. Number two, I didn't know that you were going to get yourselves financed by Dunbar.
By Dunbar's bank.
Don't let me off, Fee.
I'll deal with Dunbar. Now, I want to go. As I said.
Yes, one step at a time.
Good night, Colin. Something Mrs. Kirkpatrick once said to me about seeing Colin and Helen walking past our house. David?
I wondered when you'd find out.
What about?
That's why. When I got ill that time. My breakdown, as my mother called it. When she told me I had to get away for a while.
No, I'm not following this. Look, I'll ask Helen.
No.
I thought she was being friendlier the last few times we spoke, Helen.
That's very likely.
What?
Helen's feeling guilty, Fee. Oh, you're bright, come on. For something very simple, which you're not getting out of all this.
About Carnbeck?
About Helen. Even my mother saw what was going on. Send David away. Maybe it'll cool down between those other two. Your husband. My wife.
Oh. Oh. Good evening, Hamish.
Good evening, Mrs. Drummond.
How are things in here?
Oh, pretty hectic before dinner. Can't think how the Hydro did without a bar.
You know, it didn't have a license when I first knew it. Mr. Drummond, my father-in-law, he was TT. Many of the guests were, too.
I've heard it used to be churchy.
A lot of Scottish hydros were. Two services on Sunday in the Grand Saloon.
There are still a couple of ministers here.
Yes. I'm informed that one of them sheds his dog collar some evenings.
I have to be discreet, Mrs. Drummond.
Very commendable of you. Which is precisely why they come. Kirk ministers, errant spouses. Oh, is that Mr. Simpson?
It is.
Looking very smart.
He always does.
Does he have dinner?
No, I gather a couple of salads get sent up. Hardly enough for one, let alone two. Doesn't talk much. I've still to see his lady.
Or whoever she is.
He's an observer, Mr. Simpson.
You don't mean ogler. I was watching those two girls.
He does have an eye for the fair sex, yes.
Toast. Toast, Kirsty, take it.
Yes, I know. I'm a chambermaid, Callum, not a waitress.
Thought you'd be having it in a staff canteen, then, with your friends.
Come on, you two.
Toast for you, Mum?
Please.
One, two?
One and a half.
I'll take the other half.
Half a loaf, more like.
I really would recommend the staff canteen, Kirsty.
That shirt's not clean, Callum. You had that on yesterday.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does, when you get things as dirty as you do. What are the customers in the shop going to say?
I'm only stacking for 2 weeks.
Away with you upstairs and change. I'm not going to be called a sloppy mother.
Plate.
Thanks.
I almost saw her.
Almost saw who?
Mr. Simpson's lady friend.
Where?
In the room. She was in the bathroom. I was early.
Good.
Well, I saw her just before she closed the door.
What was she like?
Oh, I just saw the pink bathrobe and a white turban on her head, blonde hair, and she was taking off makeup.
Mr. Simpson's type.
A bit too glamorous, I'd have thought. Well, I couldn't really see a face, but the turban and a big glittery bangle and earrings.
Maybe he has succumbed to temptation. Could I have the other marmalade, please? Thanks.
Nice perfume.
This is just talcum powder.
No, Mr. Simpson's friend. Expensive, I think. He spoils her.
Or she spoils herself.
Changed.
You looked better before.
I'm clean.
Well, I doubt if a detergent advert will be using you. And look at your
Don't
shoes.
Don't you start. Who's for a lift?
Helen, please.
Leon said he'd come for me.
Oh, God.
All right, then. Well, I'll see you, I expect.
Will either of you ladies be coming into the shop?
Not sure.
Oh, I'm a lady now.
I can't quite see what the point of stacking those shelves is, Callum, if I
it's
might
say. It's money
see.
For a sail board.
Thought it might be. Come on.
Bye, you two.
You were the last to see the Hydro's books, Mr. Lorimer, while my husband was managing director.
And before Mrs. Marjorie Drummond had me replaced.
Is it possible, Mr. Lorimer?
I should say, now knowing what we know, it's very likely.
Money being siphoned out. The Hydro was being defrauded from inside.
What does your husband say?
He won't say. He won't discuss it.
Well, what did the bank discover?
I'm going on a hunch of my own.
When Mrs. Drummond brought in her accountant, of which I had no notice, yes, some of the files did go missing.
Oh, inconvenient.
Or not. So the bank didn't have a full picture.
We weren't looking for fraud.
But if the figures are expertly tampered with. You suspect your husband was helping to subsidise his extracurricular activities?
Would have been the easiest access to money Colin had.
Your brother-in-law, was he aware?
I wanted to speak to you first, Mr. Lorimer.
An inspired guess. Supposing I knew something about the fraud.
When you weren't well that time.
The breakdown. It was another of the factors. First Colin and Helen, then Colin fiddling the books. I dropped hints to my mother. She got quite stroppy. She was defending Colin right up to the hilt.
She knew.
She managed to get rid of Lorimer, didn't she? You've asked Colin?
Yes.
What did he say?
Well, he sounded as if he wished he'd never come back. As if he should have stayed how he was. Just a happy memory to us all.
I had to get some more money quickly.
I suppose you thought you'd covered your tracks. Did you really think I wouldn't find out how you were financing Colin Drummond's lifestyle?
And feed Drummond's. You didn't want for anything.
No, I didn't. In the material sense. A little more discretion wouldn't have gone amiss. I see that now.
Fee.
Even big hotels don't pay their managing directors that well.
Yeah, it's easy to be wise after the event.
Just as long as I wasn't too clued up back then, is that it?
What do you mean?
Of course, at that time I was still on the outside of your job. Dutiful wife looking in.
Oh, come
Once on. You'd gone, and I had my chance, it was different.
Now listen
These
to me.
Days, I've got to make the decisions. I have to make the biggest one, now.
You all right, Fee?
Yes. I've been at Mrs. Kirkpatrick's funeral.
Feeling a bit down?
No, not really. Well, she had a peaceful end. Never thought of her dying, of course. It was a very dignified service. Not too sad. Celebration. She can rest in peace. I just feel... that's over now.
A lot of things are over now.
Yeah, I've shed a skin. Burst my cocoon. Mr. Simpson.
Mrs. Drummond.
I was wondering, maybe your good lady would be interested in our beauty studio. We have step aerobics and water aerobics in the leisure centre, and there's body toning workouts.
No, I don't think so.
They're very popular. I'd be happy for one of the girls to show around. For our guests, of course.
No, thank you.
Oh, well. Well, I've reminded myself anyway. I was going to look out the water fitness. Oh.
Was that Mr. Simpson?
I don't know what it is. I can't stop myself prattling. Is he ashamed of his girlfriend?
He buys her gifts.
She just gets more mysterious all the time. Fiona? We don't often have the pleasure of seeing you here at the Hydro, Marjorie, for a meal, that is.
I'm coming to the dinner dance.
I didn't know.
Yes, with Provost Murray.
Oh.
Such sad news for you, Fiona.
Yes?
About poor Katrina Kirkpatrick.
Yes.
I heard you went up there quite a bit.
Now and then.
A strange woman, wasn't she? A real eccentric.
Well, that depends.
Of
course. What side you were looking at it from? The outside or the inside?
You were on the inside?
I suppose I was.
So it can't have been a case of just now and then, can it?
Well, maybe not.
What other little secrets are you keeping up your sleeve about Mrs. Kirkpatrick, I wonder?
None. We just met to chat. She gave me tea. Green tea, gunpowder tea, in eggshell china cups.
How nice.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Time moves us on. They'll be clearing the place out soon.
I imagine they wanted to have her funeral first.
Yes, naturally, Fiona. You won't be going back then.
Going back?
Up to Canstraton.
Not if Mrs. Kirkpatrick isn't there.
Wait until these people are past. Come on. When is Colin going to be allowed to see the children?
He will see them.
This is cruel, Fiona. You can't go on forbidding him.
Just keep out of this, will you?
I beg your pardon.
The children know about the sightings. I wonder how they heard.
If you're implying that I
certainly am. All in good time. When I decide.
Oh, excuse me.
All right, I've caught it, dear. It's these slithery, dry, clean bags.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Reddy.
Oh, it's yourself, Mrs. Drummond. Don't worry now.
Oh, what a lovely dress.
It's always a responsibility pressing a dress like this.
Oh, well, maybe it's for the dance tonight. I'll have to look out for it. Whose is it?
The name's Simpson. Mr. Simpson brought it down himself. I said I'd deliver it upstairs.
It'll be quite a sight.
Kirsty.
Oh, hi, Mum. How does my uniform suit me?
It's not a bad fit at all.
Are you sure I'm up to this, serving?
You told me you wanted to. You'll be late home?
Well, by the time we're cleared up, it's double time.
Double? I thought it was time and a half. Well, if you think that's what you're worth, prove it to them.
Right, I will. Bye, Mum.
Mrs. Drummond.
Oh, Gregor, sorry.
You all right?
Suddenly I was feeling rather old. It just came to me, seeing Kirsty when she must have been 3, 4, running along the corridor to the dining room. Mm. How are things?
Oh, they're going very well. Chef is fired up, ready for the off.
Ah, Chef Guillaume. Of course, of course.
Your table will be by the window, Mrs. Drummond.
Yes, Alexander. I'm sorry, I was just consulting your list. The Simpsons, are they on it?
Simpson? No, I don't have that name, I'm quite sure.
No? Oh, well, I thought we'd get a chance to see them both tonight. Never mind.
We're fully booked. We even had a waiting list.
We should do dinner dances more often.
That's what the place was built for.
Before those first Presbyterian killjoys decided dancing was the devil's work.
Oh, Fiona, this is an honour.
Just thought I'd check.
This is your remit?
The ladies' room.
Parlour room, it was called in my day. I should have thought checking was a bit beneath your dignity. Hardly the managing director's job, is it? Oh, but of course you told me once you like to get involved.
I see you're still involved.
And what does that tone of voice mean?
Well, this is as good a place as any, I suppose. The jewellery thefts. Leaking the plans for the golf course.
Yes.
Don't know anything about those, do you?
Should I?
Maybe the rest of Carnbeg is taken in by you, but I'm not.
Fiona, please remember who you're speaking to. I think I'm entitled
to... You've done as much as you can to make my job awkward. You can't find it in yourself to forgive me, can you? Me stepping into your
my
shoes.
My dear, I never confuse you for myself, I do assure you.
You don't want me to succeed.
And you think you can, unaided?
David helps me, and the team.
David... He was never in Colin's class.
Colin, precious Colin.
You're talking about my elder son and your husband.
My late husband. See, I can't decide how clever you are about all this. If you're just being spiteful, malicious, or if you've seen everything, planned everything from the beginning.
I've lasted 40-odd years here, 50 very nearly. I'll see you a rain out. I'll outlast you, I'm quite sure.
Then I'm sorry, I have to prove you wrong.
You're so stubborn, naive.
Then we have those two things in common.
And poor Colin.
Neither of us is going to give in.
But only one of us can be right.
I think you actually believe that. Sometimes I'm almost sorry for you.
I don't need your sympathy, Fiona Drummond, and maybe it's time now you drop to the Drummond. You haven't shown yourself to be a Drummond, not one of us.
I'm glad. And my children?
Yours and Colin's children.
You'll turn them into Colin Drummonds too. What a thought.
Come back, please.
I've work to be getting on with.
I haven't finished talking to you.
You've had all the others dancing on their strings, singing to your tune. I won't do that.
When I think of all the daughters-in-law I might have had...
Like Helen?
David should have seen she wasn't right, wasn't suitable. Helen had too many airs and graces.
I didn't have enough. No, Colin didn't deserve me, that's the truth.
Are you in your right mind?
I am now, at long last. Never saner. Hello?
Sorry to be ringing you, Mrs. Drummond.
I'm still up, Gregor. Too much coffee.
But you said if the fire alarm ever went off...
Is that when I'm here? Yes, I did say. Right, I'll be over.
No one knows where it is. They're sending some tenders.
Oh, well, let's hope it's a false alarm.
Maybe it was one of the revelers set it off.
Well, the place is still standing and everybody's been accounted for.
Except a couple on the top floor. They're visiting family in Canmore. Oh, and Mr. Simpson.
Where's he?
His lady friend said it's all right. We're not to worry. Ah. Tiff, maybe. I don't know. She took some persuading to leave. We explained.
There are always some awkward customers.
Where is she?
Over there somewhere. She was about the last down.
Kirsty was very helpful getting people downstairs.
She grew up in the place.
Maybe she'll come in one day and join us.
Doing it her way, I'm sure. Are you very tired this morning?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mum.
You're not saying much. Nothing's the matter, is it?
I don't know.
You tell me.
You said I shouldn't talk about hotel things, about guests.
Yeah, well, I meant, well, gossip. Of course the girls do, I know they do, it's human nature.
But you're my mother.
Yes, yeah, well, that is different. There is something.
Yes.
This isn't about Guillaume, is it?
Oh, goodness, no.
No, I just wonder.
I don't think I could tell the others.
What about? About whom?
The lady who's with Mr. Simpson.
Did she say where he was?
No.
What was she like?
Quite exotic, really. In a kind of film starry way.
I'm sorry I missed her.
But nobody else saw her up close.
And you did?
Madam, we have to clear all the rooms.
Yes, yes.
And Mr. Simpson?
He's not here.
Can you come this way, please?
All right.
Down the stairs.
The door.
I'm sorry?
I have to shut the bedroom door.
Please, madam, along here. Can I...
I'll go first.
Yes, I'll show you where to go.
It's all right, I can manage.
Downstairs, she disappeared out into the garden, so I didn't get to see her again.
Her?
Him.
There never were two people then. It was one all the time.
All the fancy clothes, the makeup?
Were for him. I don't think we need to tell anyone else. Shouldn't go any further than ourselves. I'll have to bill him for two, though.
Oh, seems a bit unfair, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it does, but that's part of the game. Pretending everything is how he wants us to believe it is. As if there are two of them, a man and a woman.
Pretty wacky, isn't it?
Well, Mr. Simpson's worked things out his way. We can't be too sorry for him. And he's got away with it, more or less.
Mm. Oh, heavens, I'm tired.
Yeah, but you're ready for another onslaught in the bedroom.
Yep, as ready as I'll ever be.
Well, then I'll get the car out and we'll be away. Callum. I know.
No. Know what?
More than you ever meant me to know about Neil Dunbar.
Been boning up in your management studies textbooks, have you?
That's not what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I know what's been going on.
All right, I admit it. I find you very attractive.
About the rake-offs, Mr. Dunbar. About taking your cut. Your colleagues, you've informed them of your business methods.
How? This is some kind of joke, right?
I'm not bluffing, Mr. Dunbar. And I didn't need to read the management studies textbooks.
We've got to meet, V, tomorrow. Do you hear me? You and me.
You and me?
I'll come up. I'll come up tomorrow. To the hydro, mid-morning. Get this worked out.
You off now?
I won't be in tomorrow morning, Laura. Can you please cancel the meetings? It should be all right. I'm sorry it's such short notice.
Where will you be tomorrow?
Glasgow. I'll set off first thing.
All right. Something's cropped up?
Yes, I have to see some people.
At the bank?
It's a long story, which I have to get right.
Sounds important. Ominous.
It is. I'd better get an early night.
Good luck.
I'll need it.
Well, where is she? I've come up to see Mrs. Drummond especially. Look, I told her.
She's in Glasgow, Mr. Dunbar.
What?
In Glasgow.
I said I'd come here. She can't have misunderstood me.
At the bank?
What the hell is she doing at the bank?
She had to see people, she said.
Bloody two-faced. When did she leave?
Someone said she was off by 7.
She'd get there the back of 9. God, she'll be finishing up by now.
Mr. Dunbar, do you want to leave a message for her? No, I guess not.
You did what?
Told the police. Fraud squad.
about Mr. Neil Dunbar. But we need more evidence, Colin.
No. No. Do you know what you're going to get yourself into with Dunbar, with someone like that?
Well, that's the difference between us, Colin.
You still need to prove it.
Exactly. And you told me you could, so I shall.
No.
Colin, I know. You were milking the Hydro, I'm not sure yet for how long. You're not in a position to resist.
I am your husband.
You were. But then, sadly, you died.
A message for you, Fee.
Yes?
I took it. They've arrested Dunbar.
Already?
Mid-afternoon.
Where?
Glasgow Airport, about to board a plane from Malaga.
Well, they must have been quite sure.
Oh, it was him.
No, I mean that they had to arrest him.
They're waiting for their moment.
I knew at the bank what I was telling them wasn't all news to them.
So much for Neil Dunbar.
There'll have to be a trial.
We'll be called to that.
I expect so. So it's not over yet.
But they've got him. He's done us all the harm that he can.
More than he knows, maybe. But it's over.
Yes.
It is. It's over. Your mother knew my husband.
Yeah, she must have done.
How, Laura? Do you know?
Something to do with her time in Carnbeg. A long time ago.
But Carnbeg has always meant a lot to her.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. All that distance away in Melbourne. Laura doesn't seem to know any more than that.
Have you asked Colin?
I don't really need to.
Laura's mother and Colin, a fling.
Well, more than that. Knowing what I do know...
Laura is the result.
In a certain light, from a certain angle. It's the cheeks, the brow, maybe. It's there in Kirsty, too, a little less. I'm right, haven't I?
I feel you're right.
What about your mother? Does she know?
Colin kept a lot from her.
Well, she found out about Laura's sexual preferences when she was getting her to leak the plans for the golf course. Would she have done that to an unofficial granddaughter?
I couldn't even guess at that.
I could do with some fresh air.
Me too. So what'll happen now with the bank?
Is Dunbar gone? Well, they'll continue to support us. Dunbar wasn't being truthful about the deadlines for repayments and the extensions. Apparently we're due more grace.
How on earth did it happen?
He was very smart. He made himself invaluable to them. No one questioned him. He'd some straightforward arrangements, for show, and others...
Like ours?
Yes, where he was taking his cut, and which he didn't make such a show about.
I'll bet. And the false declaration for the insurance. Just causes and impediments. My mental suitability.
It seems that Dunbar provided us with a subtly abridged version of a contract. No mention in it of medical history. The lawyer's working on that.
I'll resign from the board if you want me to.
Of course I don't want you to. Your mother's the one who called it a breakdown.
Got the good news passed around.
As is her wont. The doctor didn't call it that, did he? Stressed out, you said. I don't think there'll be a case.
So?
So we go on. Until it comes right for us. And we're home and dry. So what else?
I've been talking to my friends in Tokyo.
Mr. Fujikawa.
And Yamaneki.
And?
They're disappointed about the golf course. I understate somewhat.
Because we couldn't get permission for 18 holes.
9 isn't enough.
We knew that.
Yes, but I was still hoping.
I'm afraid your mother threw the spanner into those works.
And she has our revered provost and his cronies wound tightly around her pinky.
The Tokyo Bank?
They've had to cool off, too.
I'd actually got my words of welcome for our Oriental guest sounding not too bad. Yokoso irashai mashita.
What does that mean?
100,000 welcomes. Doso okutsuroge kudasai.
And that?
We wish you a happy holiday. Damn.
No, come on, Fee. We can think our way out of this one.
Bunkered.
We'll get our heads round it.
Mrs. Drummond.
Mr. McCain.
Well, thank you for coming to see me. I appreciate that you're kept very busy.
It's nice to get a change.
Even a stuffy lawyer's office. A lawyer's stuffy office, I should have said. Oh, please, sit you down.
Yeah.
Well, I shan't waste any more time, Mrs. Drummond. As you know, one of my clients was the late Katrina Kirkpatrick. I drew up her will. Well, several wills, in fact, over the years. It's the final will, which concerns us, of course.
Us?
Well, as you're aware, her shares are made over to her two nephews.
Yes, yes, she asked my advice about that.
And you agreed that was wisest?
Yes.
Oh, very good. There are a number of generous bequests. Now, according to the lady's wishes, as expressed in the will, ownership of the house Camstraden is to pass to you.
To me?
She told me she had given the matter a lot of thought. She had been happy in the house. She knew you liked coming to Camstraden and wanted it to go to someone who she felt would appreciate it.
Oh.
She admired you very much, your determination to succeed. Now, what you do with the house is completely up to you, Mrs. Drummond. It needs some modernization, of course.
But it works. It works. Just think of what you put me through.
I'm sorry.
A widowhood?
Fee,
and the children, at their age.
Yes. But it was necessary.
No. You could have told me, given me a sign.
How? How,
Fee? I don't know. But you must have realized how we were suffering. Did you ever think to try to ease it?
Fee, what's happened? It's over. We can get back.
No. No, Colin. I don't think we can.
Where are you taking me?
Just wait and see.
Old Widow Kirkpatrick has left you this.
Yes. Yes, she has.
What on earth are you going to do with it?
Do?
Well, sell it, of course. The ground could be built on.
No, Colin. Not Camstraden.
No.
Oh, I'm sure Provost Murray would be very interested to have his say on who builds what. But no one will be building on it.
What?
I'll stay here. With the children, while they still want to.
Oh, you're joking.
It's not your sort of place, I know. Look at the views. Down the Strath.
Can you see a loch?
The terrible thing, Colin, is how guilty I felt afterwards.
It's all right, I forgive you.
I don't want your forgiveness, Colin. It doesn't matter to me now.
I'm back, Fee.
You're not dead. I'll do up the house. Rearrange the rooms, knock that wall down. I'll get it done eventually. It'll look terrific.
Mum?
Yep.
Guillaume's inviting me over to France next summer.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know what you'd think.
Well, he'll be 17, just. Old enough to decide for yourself, I think.
I'd be staying with his family. They'll show me Brittany.
You get on well. Oh, of course, you must. Silly question.
We do.
Do you want to go?
Yes, I do. I just wanted to know how you felt.
I'm glad you asked me. The Palm Court needed it.
Sorry?
Reinstating the musical entertainment of an afternoon.
The children have met Colin?
Yes.
How did that go?
I wasn't there. Callum's glad. Kirsty has her doubts. She didn't say much at all. Colin told me she started to look more like me.
She does.
Colin, I think, was hinting at something.
Laura says you're off to Glasgow on Thursday.
The bank, yes. They've extended the deadlines. The new broom seems pleased with our progress. Financial stuff, that's the straightforward part. Putting all the past behind us, that's more difficult. David, I've had an idea.
Yes? What about?
You won't like it.
The golf course?
A little bit. I don't think I do either.
But?
But needs must.
Fire ahead.
Well, what am I to do? I need a job.
Can't you find one? With your contacts.
Colin, would you please tell your wife to be less facetious?
No, you tell her, Mother.
She and I are not communicating.
Oh, for God's sake.
It used to be wisdom and experience were valued, respected. With all you know about hotel keeping, I don't think your wife needs to look so sceptical.
Let her be, Mother, please.
Well, unless she's got some bright idea.
I have. As a matter of fact.
Go on, Fee.
This will be worth hearing, won't it?
You'd be in charge, I said. The running of the golf course, the clubhouse.
Of course, we'd liaise about the tournament.
He won't be on the board, though.
No, not if he's not a director, which he won't be. It'll be a purely managerial position. All that would be made watertight. He won't be a threat. It's the tournament aspect he's interested in. The big-name players, starry spectators, all that. TV, radio, the press.
But there's no professional course.
Yet.
What?
You sound rather like him.
Please.
Well, not very like him.
That's better.
Your mother will do anything for Colin. You know that.
Anything? Such as...
Provost Murray will bend. She wants planning permission for the completed golf course to go through.
Yes, I see that. But he'll still be here, Colin.
The Hydro needs 18 holes, David. We need the tournament. Your Japanese friends will help us pay for it. It puts us into a different league, David. Well, you knew that, going to Japan, working so hard with them.
And my brother...
He's the price.
You can manage with him here.
I don't know. Can you?
I don't know either.
It's a risk. Yeah, I appreciate that. It's over between him and me, David.
You don't have to explain.
But I want to. I'm not going to go back on my word. I don't know if I'm being selfish, like your mother said.
She would.
But the Hydro needs this golf course. We both need the Hydro. The Hydro, it helps define us, helps us see who we are.
We can never get away from it.
Not like that. We can make it work for us. Look, we two make the Hydro we want.
He said yes, Colin.
Said he'll think about it. But I've not a doubt he will. It's perfect for him.
Too perfect, maybe. And my mother's reaction?
Nothing so vulgar as gratitude. But grimly pleased, I think. She'll have been on the phone to Provost Murray already. He'll be on the phone next to his planning and building pals. We're moving, David. A call, I think, to Tokyo first thing in the morning.
I'll go through it in my head tonight. Fee, has anyone ever told you...
I imagine not.
You're a genius at this game.
Well, before all this praise goes to my head... Right, David? Finished?
Things to do for tomorrow. Tokyo, top of the list.
Lights out?
I think so.
Where are you off to?
The bar.
Again?
Again.
You miss Helen?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, no.
What's driving home?
Oh, I walked. Burns off the calories in the drink.
Look, come and have supper with us. Well?
You never have dinner with me when I ask you.
Oh, that's dinner. That's quite a different proposition. This is supper with the children, that's all. That mean yes?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Right. Keys. Oh, wait a moment. I taped the Kozak concert.
The festival.
Edinburgh Festival, yes. Do you like Chrysler?
Aimez-vous Chrysler?
Yes.
If you like it, yes.
I liked it once. First time Colin brought me here, into the Palm Court. And now, I like it all over again, but for quite different reasons. I'm not the girl I was when I first heard it. She's grown up.
With a hotel to run.
I'm playing it in my car, in my home, to my friends. It's my tune now.
In the final episode of The Hydro, Fee was played by Eliza Langland and David by David Rintoul. Colin was played by Crawford Logan, Mrs. Drummond by Anne Scott-Jones, Laura by Wendy Seeger, Dunbar by Finlay MacLean, Kirsty by Gay-Anne Potter, Callum by Geoffrey Lee, Mr. Simpson by Liam Brennan, and Mr. Lorimer by Sandy Nielsen. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Hydro was written for radio by Ronald Frame and directed in our Edinburgh studios by Patrick Rayner.